views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning, everyone. So good to be on the Truth is Funny radio show once more, doing Facebook Live with the Dragons. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and I am the founder of The Truth is Funny and also the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector. And today we are live on Facebook. We are doing readings on the Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in for the next hour and feel the instant relief as you feel use your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. And remember, all of these challenges are just possibilities in disguise. So today we will be doing three-card dragon readings. Consultations for people when they call in. And I see we already have someone who has called in. So I like to look after people as quickly as possible. I just wanted to talk a little teeny bit about the way the energy is right now. Many of you may be noticing that there's been quite a bit of up and down energy, more so than usual. We are in a solar eclipse as of July 2nd yesterday, and this energy is going to be very intense and strong until about the 17th or so. It'll ease off a little bit of July. But really, what this energy is about, if you think about the solar eclipse, the card that I picked for today is the solar eclipse card, which is, I'm just going to hold it up closer there. This is what we call reckless abandon. And she's also our declutter card. And if you look at in the background, there is a solar eclipse. That's when the sun is covered by the moon and we can't see this. We can't see the light. So, you know, this card, if you notice, she's a gypsy and she's traveling light. She's got her little caravan and hardly any stuff. And the reason why we call this reckless abandon, W-R-C-K-L-E-S-S, is because this card is about discipline of the mind. And a lot of people these days are looking for freedom, and they're looking for maybe a new way to do things. Lots of people changing jobs, lots of people leaving the planet, going on across the veil to the other side. We've had all sorts of interesting astrological events lately. We've got a lot going on in the world in general, like with a lot of fear out there. And so the declutter card, what I say about why we say about decluttering is if you declutter your life and your house, it declutters your mind. And if you declutter your mind, it tends to make you want to really, really get into the declutter mood and clean up your home and your environment. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to go to all these readings here. When you're what we call clutter bugs, there's all sorts of ways that people have a tendency to hold on to things that have maybe reached their expiry date. This can be relationships, it can be finances, it can be a career, whatever. And so our physical environment in the home, and where we work, and in our vehicle, everywhere we go, the country we're in, the city we're in, all of these are part of our physical environment. And they can really make it challenging for people to do what they really want to do if they feel held back by a cluttered environment. For children with learning disabilities, a cluttered room is also a cluttered mind. I'm doing the dragon card readings here, and we just had Stella enter the room and Pearl try to, and they're fighting over getting through the door here. Stella doesn't want Pearl to come in and have any of the radio time. So I'm watching this. This is typical of the energy that's out there right now. People are like, people are looking for arguments. They're not looking for arguments, but let me put it to you this way. You don't have to attend every argument you're invited to. So be careful with your words right now. Be careful with the energy. People that hold on really tight quite often, you know, like if you're people who are hoarders, quite often come from ancestors who have had experiences of having to flee from a country or going bankrupt or similar things like this. These are passed down the generation to generation, held in the DNA, held in our central cerebral spinal fluid, every memory of, and you know, so a lot of the stuff that's going on is a recycle of history. And so we just want to strengthen everybody to recognize that we don't need to hold on so tight. We don't need to be so afraid to let go. And we don't need to become angry with people to let them go, or to be angry with people when they let us go. And this is important to acknowledge during this time. This is a beautiful, beautiful time for being able to really, really get a lot done. Because there's a driving Capricorn energy there that's making everybody like, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's kind of like the energy is you work and you think you're ahead, and then something else happens, and then you work a little bit more and something really great happens, and then it goes backwards. So I want to explain that. This is like if you've ever heard about the Fibonacci series of numbers, that is the sort of the pattern of nature. And what it teaches us is that, you know, if we just go forward and we're always just walking forward, that's not dancing through life. That's marching through life. And so in nature, the Fibonacci series of numbers, 1 + 1 = 2, and then 2 reaches back into the past to grab 1 and becomes 3. And then 3 reaches back into the past to grab 2 and becomes 5. So this energy of going backwards and forwards and sideways, that's how you dance in life. And these patterns in nature can be seen in branches of the trees and in, you know, seashells and that. So I explain this more in my coloring book manuals, which, you know, I promised you I would share last week on this. We'll see if we can get to it, because we do have a couple of callers already. And so I thought what we'll do is, Carter, we'll take the first caller. Oh, I just want to mention 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in and receive a 3-card consultation. So, Carter, who do we have first here?
We have Yulith from Vancouver. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good morning, Yulith. How are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm good.
Very good. Got out for paddleboard season.
Yay.
That was on July 1st on Monday. Got out for paddleboard season and going out after. I'm on Dr. Pat's radio show also at 10 o'clock today. I just wanted to mention that. And right after that, I'm going out to the lake and hopping on that board. But I can tell you right now, I can feel that was the first day of paddleboarding season. I can feel it.
Muscles are a little sore, aren't they?
Just a little bit. But that's always a good sign that you got good exercise. So, you know, I would like to ask you, Yulith, what is going on with you, and what would you like to resolve here?
So I'd like to, I know that we worked on this issue before, and I'm sort of in a, right now I'm in a waiting stage I'm bridging between a really strong future, and I'd like to get really strong to the current where I'm at right now. Because I find that sometimes I lapse into fear of like, oh my God, I'm not going to have somewhere to live. Oh my God. Like, you know, and I have somewhere to live, you know, like there's.
Yeah. Thank you for expressing. Thank you for expressing what so many people are feeling right now. When you have a bunch of people going to war and you get to watch that on television as if it, you know, it's disturbing for people, and it's sort of the collective influence right now is in a lot of fear. And so we're just going to,
there's a lot of fighting going on around here as well. And I just don't want that to enter my home.
Exactly. So, you know, when you think about this on a scale, I like to get a baseline from people just so that I know, you know, we can track our progress. And so, you know, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, I'm freaking out, and 0 being, hey, I've got this, I'm totally neutral. Where are you on that scale?
When I think about being asked to leave, I go up to about a 9.
Okay. And so how long have you been living where you're living?
About 3 years.
Okay. So, you know, just like everything else in radio time things, there's time, but there's not time. So I'm going to just ask you, can you please hold on until we come back from the break? And I'm going to work on this a little bit with you, and I'm going to pick 3 cards, tell you what I picked when we come back. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Rock Talk Radio. It is so good to be live on Facebook and share all the dragon energy with all of you today. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook, sharing the information from Tales from the Vector. And here is my co-host today. She's decided to participate for some time. Oh, maybe not long. It's a cat's life. We were just talking to Judith from Vancouver. And she was expressing this fear of losing her home, not having anyone. This is really common energy right now. Judith, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so you said that you felt like you were at about a 7. And I found it interesting. Like, what? I just want to check in with you. When you get in touch with the thought of your life moving forward and maybe being like different than it is now, are you still at a 7?
No, I'm not. I think I'm down to a 5 right now.
Yeah. And so the card that the first card I picked for you is the Manifestor card. And this card is, I put that in the Creative Gua in Offspring. It's in the northwest direction. And the Manifestor is, she's holding a ball of energy there. And that energy is she's playing with it. And so there's different ways of manifesting. And so I always tell people, if you're going to manifest something, you can do it in several ways. But manifestation out of thin air, this is her specialty. So that could be unexpected money coming in, manifesting through. It's actually not so much about money, but it's manifesting abundance through our creativity through the solar plexus. This dragon is actually one of the 7 sisters of the Pleiades in the deck. And they are the ones that are the chakra dragons. So this is the sacral chakra. And so the sacral chakra quite often is used, you know, if we have a womb for women, we create babies. And also we create novels, we create art, we create businesses, we create cities, all sorts of things. We can create anything from this energy. So the thing about manifestation is being really clear with the universe. A lot of people say, hey, who would like to win the lottery? A lot of people say, I want to win the lottery, but they don't really know what they want to do with the money if they did. And the universe likes action. So the universe wants you to have a good idea what you're going to do and then say this or better. And so when you get in touch with a lifestyle that you really, really, like if you had nothing stopping you in a perfect world, where would you live and what would you be doing?
I would live part-time here, mm-hmm. and part-time in Europe, probably in Portugal or somewhere around there.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
I would be an artist. Mm-hmm. I think that I would keep the banking as a part-time thing. But it wouldn't really be the highlight of, you know, of what I'm doing. The bulk of it would be to gather what I'm seeing around me and to put that onto a canvas.
Okay, that's beautiful. Now, of those things, have you been to Portugal?
Yes.
Did you like Portugal?
You know I did.
Okay. So you have already managed to get to Portugal once. And so you know your way now, right?
I know my way.
And you know how to go there. You know how you did it. You know, did you phone a travel agent, book your flight, you know, all of those things, right? So we're just going to strengthen that for you, that you already know how to travel. And you already have been to where you want to go. And are you an artist now?
Yes, I am.
And is this your main living?
I'm a banker as a main living. I'm an artist as a part-time living.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen you. Very, very similar to me. I'm an artist part of the time. And I'm an energy shifter the rest of the time. I'm the queen of shift. So the other card I chose for you is the father figures card. Now, the father figures card is... it came up with you, and I know in the past you've told us that you lived in Dubai and you were raised in Dubai, and this is kind of, it's not coming up for you, your personal father, so much, but it's more coming up as male figures that are in authority. And so how do you feel about the people that are running the world right now?
Horrible.
And when you say horrible, where do you feel that?
I feel that in my right above the solar plexus, like right in the center of my body. I sort of feel a bit of despair.
That's like the solar plexus energy. That's when we're like holding on to our breath and we just don't feel like we can breathe. And so we just want to strengthen this.
Like a sense of safety.
Yes. And so the father figure card is about men in general. It's about, looking for Prince Charming and turning him into a frog. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. Like when we think about the government, we are the government. We govern ourselves. And, we need to, however we carry ourselves on a individually is important. It actually adds those thoughts out to the universe, and as the thoughts get bigger and bigger and bigger, they have more power. And so we just want to strengthen this for you and for everyone else. It came up external forces, and I call that the what the EFs. what happens. So when you're laying in bed at night and you're saying to yourself, oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if I can't pay my bills? The what ifs are internal forces. It means that you're energetically, the energy is weak going from the inside out. And if it's external forces, I picture that like if you picture a roof of a triad, and I call it the triad I'm speaking of is the card innocence, but it's the body, soul, and spirit being totally even. And if there's a lot of snow, like if you think about a Canadian winter and there's a lot of snow falling, anyone can handle a flake or two. But when they mount up and they gather force, it can crush that authentic self triad and make us feel really weak. So we're going to strengthen everybody to the external forces and the internal forces. Sometimes what will happen is external forces come in, and they weaken us, and then we energetically, our energy drops, and then it sort of starts making us self-doubt ourselves and second-guess ourselves and go into this place of what if, what if, what if. And that's what's happening with you. So we're just going to strengthen this for you and for everyone else. And the other card I chose was awareness, or this is a karmic space, lack of awareness. And so... a lot of people, if you notice here, this is just a beautiful card. Everybody loves this one. It's about the subconscious mind, the unconscious mind, and the conscious mind. So an example of this is I have a client who, she's given me permission to share this story. Her friend was had a heart attack, was found 25 minutes later. They estimate, and was in a coma, and they didn't see a good outcome for her at all, and they wanted to pull the plug on her. And my client and I worked on this woman, and I got a very strong, she wants to live. And she didn't have family, so this woman was in charge of her and refused to pull the plug. And 2 weeks later, this woman woke up. And she knew the doctor's first name, and she could answer some questions. The other thing is now, it's been a couple weeks later, she's sitting in a chair laughing with her friend. She still is in, delicate condition. Having said that, these are the miracles that can happen. So our subconscious mind is the subconscious mind. I'm just watching the time here because when I get working, I can sometimes go over. The subconscious mind is your thoughts and all the thoughts of your family, your upbringing, your cultural experiences, religious experiences, what your grandma said about you, your grandpa said about you, your parents, your siblings. All of this is like by the age of 7, our subconscious mind is born. And the thing is that most people rely on their subconscious mind so that for most of their thoughts, like 95% of the time. And those really are other people's impressions of you when you were little. And then we have the unconscious mind, which is our spiritual journeys and our spiritual thoughts. And we have the conscious mind, which is the one that we are aware of. So the subconscious mind and unconscious mind are constantly chatting on what I call the higher self network, HSN. You're constantly chatting, subconsciously and unconsciously, regardless of whether your conscious mind is aware of it or not. And so this is important when people are in comas or are under anesthetic. It's really important to recognize that quite often there's many stories told about this where people will remember what occurred and what was said in surgery, and also, you know, what is being said around people in a coma. So I say, be very careful what you say. And so we're just going to strengthen the subconscious, unconscious mind and the conscious mind for you. And we have to take another quick break here. I just wanted to check in with you right now, what number you're at.
My mind has gone completely mushy, so I think that's a really good sign because I can't even think of a number.
Okay, there we go. You're neutral. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. See, you're amazing.
Yeah, it's good. Like the future feels really strong. So thank you for sharing all of your beautiful energy with all of us. And this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can get in touch with me at thetruthisfunny.com. and at talesfromthevector.com. I have 4 Facebook pages. It's a little bit confusing for some, I imagine, but I'm a busy person. So you can find me at The Truth is Funny with Colette. You can also find me at Tales from the Vector, Be Irresistible, and Energetic Upgrade Canada. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety, and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're live today on Facebook. We're sharing some information from my dragon oracle that's almost complete. I started this 12 years ago, and I'm happy to say when I first started it, there were 64 paintings to do, and I have 1.5 left. They usually take me 6 months, and the shortest one or the longest one took me 3 years. So we'll see how it goes. We have had Barb patiently waiting here in the background, and Carter, is Barb there?
Yep, Barb from Alberta. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Colette. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, it's my birthday today, so I thought I'd just have a card.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's awesome. I'm honored that you're taking time on your on this very special day to connect
with me. For sure I am. Why wouldn't I?
So is there a special birthday present that you would like?
Well, I guess today I'm going to visit my mom. I haven't talked to you for a while, but my mom was hospitalized a week ago. Mm-hmm. So she's in a geriatric psychiatric ward now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of
a lot of grief.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my dad, like, they've been married 64 years, so now he's on his own, and he's having problems breathing, and he needs his pacemaker upgraded, and my mom is confused to ask how she even got into the hospital or why she's there, and she wants to leave. So every time, we weren't allowed to visit her for a week, so now we're just starting visitation, so I haven't seen her in 2 weeks.
Okay, so mm-hmm. You know, when you get in touch with this is a lot. So just get in touch with the situation. That when I test it, the actual weakness that's bothering you more than anything is your dad now, that mm-hmm. he's alone, and that this is how their life ended up. So
yeah,
we're
and he doesn't want it to.
Yeah. No one wants things to end this way. Okay. That's the story we tell ourselves. But if we also recognize that we're always in the right place at the right time, and that life is perfectly imperfect, then this mm-hmm. energy, what you're talking about, is so much what is happening right now. There's just a lot happening out there. So we're going to strengthen this for you, that first and foremost, just having being centered and stable and balanced. I'm getting, it's kind of like everybody in your family is kind of in a whirlwind, and it's very, very chaotic, and nobody really knows what mm-hmm. to do. So when you get in touch with that about your dad and your mom and the way they, like, they're, because this feels like they're, you know, how old are they?
Dad's 86 and mom just turned 85.
Yeah, see, they're going through the third Saturn return, about to.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about this. You know, Saturn's the roto-rooter of the universe. Like, it dredges up a lot. And, you know, it at about 29.5 years, where you were born, 29.5 years later, you're back to where Saturn was. And then you do it again, and then you do it the third time. And there's some very beautiful energy around this. And there's also some very challenging energy around this. Because what's going on, it feels like they're going through like a cycle, and they're cleaning up everything. So many, many people have a tendency to get married, or they make choices about having babies, et cetera, around 28, 29. And this is really common. If I have a seminar and there's like, you know, 50 people there and they're all women, say, and I ask how many of you had babies or got married or made a big life choice decision in that direction at 21, quite often, you know, a third of the room will go up. And at 28, it's the rest of them. And if at not 28, it's at 35 and then at 42. And I was talking about the unconscious mind and about the spiritual experiences. So what I want to say to you with your parents, when you get in touch with it, what number are you at?
A seven. Mm-hmm. Like it's dropping.
So yeah, it's dropping because what's coming up is at this moment, at this time in their life, when I test body, soul, spirit, it's spirit that's coming up weak. These are the unconscious thoughts. And the sevens, when these sevens come up, quite often a seven is like it's an indication that there's a spiritual background to this. So if you thought about your life like here on the physical planet, and then you think about your life on the non-physical planet, and you consider that perhaps you have two bank accounts.
Okay.
You know, one bank account and then the other bank account. And so, I mean, you actually have three because there's your soul also. But right now we're dealing with this physical and non-physical. So what's going on in your, we're just going to strengthen your mom, number one, to her physical environment, to the people in her physical environment, to being able to claim her space in that environment. Quite often when people are placed in places like she is, there's a lot of negative energy. So we're just going to sweep that out of the room, get it out of there. And move it. And the mattress itself that she's sleeping on, we want to strengthen her to that. We want to strengthen her. Your mom is not very much in her body. And so when she does come in her body, she gets violent, right?
Well, they've been medicating her, so I haven't seen her. They haven't really been telling us too much. All I know is they've been sneaking the medication into her food.
Okay.
So now she's being medicated where she refused to take medication before?
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, I understand all, like, this is what's coming up for her, lots and lots of stuff. So we're going to look at it from the perspective of if she was clearing some experiences, some unraveled, it's coming up, unraveled karmas, like karmas that are unraveling right now, deeper levels. Of her and your father both working together, actually, to prepare each other to separate, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so in a perfect world, it would be all like in the movies?
Yeah.
And in a perfect world, when you put people on pharmaceutical medications, they would always work?
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't have any side effects. You know, karma is cause and effect, and medications don't have side effects. They have effects. So we're going to strengthen her to get the strongest effect that's possible from these medications. Quite often, as people become more advanced in age and people are concerned, are they going to break a hip? Are they going to do this? Are they going to wander off? They kind of get back into that more of a childish state where you have to watch them. What's going on for her is she's out of her body most of the time now. And it's very jarring for her when she comes back into it.
Oh, okay.
And some people that do a lot of astral traveling will have that thing where they just feel paralyzed, you know, and that's when you've been off on an adventure with your subconscious and unconscious mind, and your conscious mind isn't aware of it. And so in psychosomatics, you know, I have my teacher's certificate in psychosomatic therapy, and in psychosomatic therapy, this, you know, and I'm rubbing, my nose has been itchy. It's coming up, like your nose is your self-identity. And it's just coming up that your mother has lost her ability to identify herself. So when you get in touch with your number now, where are you at?
I'm fairly neutral right now. It was at a 3, but it's going down.
Yeah. So what we perceive to be a good thing or a bad thing isn't necessarily a good or bad thing. And on the spiritual side, I'm getting that your mom and dad continue. How many years were they together?
64.
Can you imagine 64 years together and not kill each other?
No.
So, you know, it's good that you're laughing because...
No, they still love each other, so that's good.
There's no, like, see, we can actually tune into this. And you know how in the Call to Dance seminars, we do the relationship circles and we put them
in.
Do you have time to, because we have to take a short break again. And when I come back, maybe I'll just show everybody, I'll grab that manual and just give people an idea what I'm talking about here. And we're going to work on your mom and dad, and also the family, the peripheral family. And we're also going to energetically put that out to the collective that, you know, the calmness, the peace, being in the eye of the storm. And so if we're in a place where we really feel triggered, neutrality gets us to a place where we can remember to breathe, take a deep breath, Barb. Looking after people in this way is a beautiful thing, actually. And it allows people to have closure with their families. So we're just going to strengthen that it's not always a bad thing, you know, what's going on here. And like when people are separated towards the end, because no, everybody dies alone. And so I'm just going to come back after this quick break. I'm going to check in with you and I'm going to talk about those relationship circles. You're listening to The Tooth is Funny. We're live on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah.
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live today on Facebook with the Dragon Cards and Tales from the Vector. And we also have Barb on the line right now. We were working on her situation with her parents. They've been married 63 years. Her mother's been hospitalized in a geriatric psychiatric ward. And her her father is now home alone. So Barb, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so the card that I first picked was this card. This is my divorce card. It's about separation. And the saying on it is, you know, most people feel that the worst thing that divorce would be from your spouse. But the worst separation is from source. And particularly when people are in their third Saturn return, and they are separated now. We're just going to strengthen them to that separation and recognizing that as they allow themselves to let go of the physical lifestyle, the journey that they're on, as they do this, they are becoming closer and closer to source. And, you know, a lot of my cards are from ceremony, and in ceremony, I found myself at one point totally, completely in white. And I realized I was in the core of God. And oh man, I wanted to stay there. It's really hard to leave the core of God, just so you know. And so they're preparing to make their separate journeys because we all die alone. And that's why people can sit at the hospital and sit at the hospital. I did this with my dad. For 4 years, he was in and out of the hospital, and he didn't make there was always someone there with him, but he made his exit when there was no one there. And if you, I asked Ma Majaya Sati Bhagavati about this because she helped so many people die with dignity, empowered them when the AIDS epidemic hit, and so she comforted a lot of dying people. And I asked her, do people have to get angry? Like, I noticed that people seem to have to get angry with their loved ones before they can go. And so when your mom is going into this state, it's because she's loves you so much that it's hard for her to let go of her family. It's hard for her to let go of her husband of 63 years, her love, the father of her children. And so we're just going to strengthen that, you know, as it appears to us here on the third dimensional plane is not the way it is in the spiritual world. And so are meeting quite often. And after living together, they probably look alike. And, you know, if they have a dog, it looks just like them. So, you know, we're just going to strengthen this for you. And also the next one of the other cards I picked out was this one here. And this is one of the karmic space, or this is, sorry, not, this is major accomplice, and this is scotoma. And most people, there's four scotomas you can that you can have in your personality. And so this is about not being able to see something about yourself. And so if you think about your mother right now in this weird place where she's drugged and she never has been before, and she's like, you know, in all this stuff, like she could be having the time of her life for all you know. One time, my dad was accidentally overdosed at the hospital, and he was in ICU, and he was like, we were crying and everything, oh, he's probably blah, blah. And when he came to, he told me he had been on this, he said, I went, because he'd been in the hospital a long time, paralyzed from head to toe. So he said, I went out, and he mentioned the people he went with, and we were dancing, and he said, and I had a cold beer and it tasted so good. And he said, don't tell your mom, but I was dancing with other women. And then they decided that they were all going to go fishing, and he went in to go get his stuff. And when he came out, they had all left. And when I talked to my aunt and he had mentioned the people he was with, she said, Colette, those people have already all passed over. And he was having the time of his life. And I said to him, well, thanks for scaring all of us. We were so worried about you. And here you were out dancing and drinking beer and, you know, fishing.
Yeah.
So we just want to strengthen that for you and your family. It's not about turning a negative into a positive. That's impossible. This isn't an ideal situation for sure. But the other card that came up, it doesn't mean that you have to judge it. Do you understand? It's an experience that your parents are going through, and we're going to strengthen them to this experience. I promised I would show you in the manual. This is the layer 2 manual from my Call to Dance seminars. So proud, completed the foundation. There's 4 parts to the foundation, 4 layers. And once you complete that, you're an official modern day dragon slayer like you are, Barb. That's why you can handle this better than a lot of other people. And so the other card I picked was this one, which is Leo. And this is about leading. This is about being a leader. So as you become calm, and as you allow yourself to experience this with your parents in the way that is powerful for you, the strongest way for you, that's not necessarily going to be the same for your sisters or any, you know, like, or for your, you know, any siblings or even for your dad. Everybody's going to go through this journey in their own way. Having said that, you have the ability to get neutral here and to make relationship circles like we talked about. And so this is the relationship circle, if you can see it. This is how the manual is. When people get really, really triggered, they color. And it quiets the mind and allows us to feel better. So in the relationship circle, if you'll see, you put 2 circles together and you get the Vesica Pisces. And so that Vesica Pisces in the middle is where these two come together. And so we're just going to strengthen these two to each other so that they have strong communication with each other, and also putting circles to your mom with everybody in your family, and circles, do it one at a time so that everybody gets the strongest experience from this. How does that feel for you?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of circles in my house.
Yeah. And it's worth doing, yeah. Right? So pick the weakest one first. Yeah. I mean, don't forget the grandchildren are upset too.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not about taking a huge amount of time. We've run out of time, actually. No. So I can't take anymore. but I'll be back at 10 o'clock on Dr. Pat show today. And we're going live on Facebook for that. So, you know, everybody out there, thank you for your time and energy. Thank you for calling in, Barb, and expressing for everybody.
Thank
Can we
you,
just
Colette.
Get a quick number from you right now?
Oh, I'm neutral.
Good.
Like I'm
there we go.
Going to see my mom. Like I'm calm. Like I was a little triggered before, but I understand.
So we're going to strengthen your heart to her heart. Heartfelt energy. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny live on Facebook on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.